And welcome back. This is Nathan Ruggles here with you on Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio, filling in for Charles Showall today. Thanks for joining us. And also some thanks going out to the PSEA as well as the steelworkers. They continue to support our programming here at the Union Edge, keeping us on the air with all of our programming here. So we have been talking quite a bit here lately on the program about the challenges facing faculty, whether it's full-time, whether it's adjuncts, whether it's graduate students at our institutes of higher education around the country, in terms of fighting for better wages, working conditions, and of course, organizing. And we have been talking not only here in the Pittsburgh area where we are located, but around the country. And we have some news from the other side of the state, out of Philadelphia, up from Temple University. And we have on the line with us here today Steve Newman, who is an associate professor at Temple, as well as president of the Temple Association of University Professionals, part of AFT 4531, as well as an adjunct there with Temple University, Jenny Shanker, who is the vice president of the Temple Association of University Professionals. So, Steve and Jenny, thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
So, we have some good news from your neck of the woods, Steve. Tell us about what your big announcement that just came through this past week.
Well, yes. Yeah, so we now have a tentative agreement. It still needs to be ratified by our membership, though we feel pretty confident it will be ratified. So it's a two-year deal. The first year contract, the first contract for our adjunct faculty, along with that is a one-year extension for our full-time members. We also represent all the full-time faculty and a number of the schools and colleges at Temple, along with librarians and academic professionals. So, after 15 months of very difficult negotiations, preceded by years of tough slog and organizing, led by people like Jenny, our past president Art Hockner, and many others, and help from the AFT National, we have a really good first step, we think, in giving adjuncts the professional respect and working conditions they deserve. It's a first step, but we think it's a good first step.
So this is bringing the adjuncts in, and you were already organized among full-time faculty there. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, adjuncts had been, they were part of our union. Again, it was an organizing effort successfully conducted in 2015, where the Pennsylvania Labor Relations Board accreted them into our union. But of course, we had to win them. We had to win us, I should say, our first contract for adjuncts. So that's really the breakthrough here, is to get that first contract.
Excellent. Well, this is certainly great news. And Jenny, as an adjunct there, how does it feel to be finally included and to have this contract be negotiated?
It is, you know, you don't realize how incredibly meaningful it is to have an actual contract until you have it. People here, I think, are very pleased to finally, you know, we've been in this kind of a state of limbo because we have been part of the union, but again, without a contract, there's no language that allows the union to represent us in any way. And, you know, we have adjuncts who will, people who are at the lowest rate right now will be getting some raises. We have language around things that we've never had before. And it's a starting point, you know, it's kind of a toe in the door. But we are also feeling very strong. I mean, we adjuncts have been fighting Temple around this for now 4.5 years. And we have a lot of momentum and a lot of passion. And we don't intend on, we're happy to have a contract, but we also fully intend to build further on it in further negotiations.
Well, very good. Well, we certainly glad to hear you echoing the passion we know that so many adjuncts around the country have for the work they do. And also glad to hear that you're feeling strong, because unfortunately we hear story after story about how the challenges, to put it nicely, that adjuncts face at too many institutions across the country. Tell us about the issues that were a particular concern in terms of these contract negotiations that adjuncts have been facing there at Temple.
Well, the three main concerns, you know, we had done surveys, obviously, prior to negotiating, and people's top concerns maybe not very surprisingly, were salary and job security and then benefits. And, I think Temple showed that they were very nervous about what giving adjuncts any of those sorts of things, what it might mean for them. There was a sense that they really feared what it might mean for us to have some form of job security. And we were able to negotiate into the contract at least an ability, we have a labor management committee where we're going to sit down and talk about, really examine what it might mean for adjuncts to have seniority here at the school. And what I like about that is, I'm hoping we're going to be sitting down at the table with people who kind of have their boots on the ground around these things, like chairs and deans,
okay.
Who might have a better vision of actually how we could do this, where we might be able to model something together that people at the table might feel more comfortable moving forward with.
Now, Steve, I understand that this your negotiating team, it include a variety of both full-time, tenure-track adjuncts were part of this team that led this negotiation, correct?
Yeah, we have our vice president, Jenny, who's an adjunct. Our treasurer is full-time, non-tenure-track. And, sometimes what happens with unions is, part-timers are included, but they're not really included. And, we still have lots of work to do here, but we feel like we're moving in that direction. And that was true on the negotiating team, too. We had a negotiating team of eight. Four of those folks were full-time faculty, split between tenured and non-tenure track, and four of them were adjuncts. So that voices were heard. And again, we're still learning how to do that even better. That's what we're looking toward in the future. And, one of the things just about this deal also, as Jenny said, wages were important as well. And what the contract gives is a 15% raise for those at the minimum. So from $1,300 by July 1st, 2018 to $1,500.
Credit hour.
Yeah, per credit hour. So that's a significant raise. And the other thing that for us is really important about this is what we were concerned about is the attempt by the administration to perhaps keep us off sync. So there would be, basically two separate contracts, one for part-timers and one for full-timers.
Sure.
And we wanted to be sure that we were all at the table together. And one of the things by, sticking to our guns the way we did for 15, pretty hard months, was that now in February of 2019, so the contract expires for everybody now, October 2019. And come February 2019, we're all at the table together. Full-time faculty, part-time faculty, the librarians we represent, the academic professionals we represent. And then, and we'll be having a year now where we can really share our stories with each other and build solidarity and build membership. So come 2019, we're all going to be at the table strong.
Very good.
And any attempt to divide us, to play us off against each other, which, is a common enough strategy, will fail. That's what we're looking to.
That's excellent. I mean, you're not just doing this; you're doing this right, and you're showing the solidarity. We're all in this together. That we certainly love to see and love to hear in these sort of efforts. And now, Jenny, when I hear about 15% raise, I noted that this is not the only college that you work at.
Yes.
And so what does that mean for you and some of the other adjuncts in terms of your future within your personal life and professionally and having a raise like that and in terms of advancing your careers and allowing you to be successful in this work that you love to do?
Well, the 15% raise is for people who were basically at the bottom, who are making, the entry-level salary. And I've been teaching for 20 years now, 19 years, so... I'm actually not affected by the raise, but I have been talking to a lot of people who are, and it makes a difference. Most courses are 3 credits, so when somebody's going from $1,300 a credit to $1,500 a credit, they're going for a course from $3,900 to $4,500, and then if you're teaching 2 courses a semester. 4 courses a year, it does add up.
It makes a difference. It makes a difference.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. One thing I could add, is that this is part of a citywide strategy.
We just have a moment, Steve. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. Very very briefly, this is part of a citywide strategy to better adjunct working conditions. And so for Temple, a school this large and this well-known, to be taking this step, we hope it's going to have echo effects.
Yeah.
So, well, and that's excellent, because we're seeing that elsewhere, including right here in Pittsburgh. We do need to get going, but congratulations to you both. In terms of following, continuing work that you're doing, what can you tell us if someone wants to follow what you're doing online or get in touch with you?
Jenny?
We are on Facebook as well as on Twitter, TAUP, and we have a website, which is taup.org, and lots of information there for folks.
Excellent. So thank you so much for coming on. It was Jenny Shanker of the Temple Association of University Professionals, a VP of that organization, an adjunct at Temple, as well as Steve Newman, an associate professor at Temple and president of the Temple Association of University Professionals, associated with AFT. This is Nathan Ruggles here with you on the Union Edge Labor Stock Radio.